Good morning, brothers and sisters. For this first Sunday after Easter, the 19th of April 2020, I share with you a devotion under the title Resurrection Wonders Part 1, based on Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. Never had we dreamt that our lives would ground to a halt, and that we would be compelled to sit down quietly and take stock of our own lives. Never in our wildest dreams could we have foreseen that this would be the fourth Sunday since the national lockdown, that we would be prevented from worshipping as a faith community in our regular places of worship. Who would have thought that this would be God's way to turn every house into a church and every home into a sanctuary of worship, and every father and mother and head of the household into priests? That is the wonder of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. It surprises and astonishes us. It frightens and overwhelms us. And it puzzles and awakens awe and amazement in us. Are these not some of the emotions which the dreaded coronavirus made to course through our minds? Mark tells us that the three women came to the tomb prepared to do a job, to embalm Jesus' body with spices. As they approach, they are preoccupied with the problem. How are they going to get into the tomb to do their work? They by themselves would never be able to move the huge stone rolled in front of the entrance. The three, when they arrive, found to their amazement and astonishment that the stone had been rolled back. They expected to deal with a problem, but there was no problem. They expected to do an important and essential job, but there was no job to do. God had done it already. Utter astonishment grabbed hold of them. Their amazement was further intensified when they entered the tomb and found a young man sitting there ready to talk to them. They were completely taken aback and astonished. But he reassures them and tells them that Jesus had been raised and gives them the message to deliver to his disciples. Mark highlights the absolute and utter astonishment experienced by these women. They were beside themselves, their heads swimming. They were stunned, said nothing to anyone. A resurrection wonder without a doubt. In all the resurrection narratives, there is one common element, a sense of wonder, astonishment, and surprise. In the resurrection scene recorded by Luke, a number of unnamed women are included in the group, intending to perform this very devout act to this person who had meant so much to them and whom they are now mourning. But they are puzzled when they found no body. Totally frightened, the women fell down, their faces to the ground. The two men in the tomb reassured them by saying, "Why are you looking for the living one in a cemetery? Remember how he told you." And the women did remember. They remembered the meals and conversations in Galilee. They remembered the crucifixion. They remembered Jesus' words. How could they forget? When now we are gripped by fear, worry, and anxiety about the uncertain times that lie in wait for us, we too are called to remember the promises which the risen Lord had imparted to us. Regardless of how many resurrection hints and predictions are recorded in the Gospels, when it happened, it took those who were closest to the event and therefore best prepared for it totally unawares. It also becomes clear that marginal people, in this case women, played a prominent role in witnessing the resurrection. Can it be that people most likely to be the heralds of our resurrection from the COVID-19 pandemic will be those who are at the edge of respectability, the poor, minorities, the suffering, the rejected, and children? Despite Jesus forecasting his resurrection, when it happened, it turned out that no one had expected it. The first people involved in Jesus' resurrection were totally involved with dealing with his death. Now they had to make a complete turnaround and deal with a life. And as they did it, they were filled with wonder because they became aware that they were dealing with God in the living presence of Jesus. The resurrection of Jesus provides the energy and conditions, creates and then makes available the reality by which we walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Resurrection leads to wonders, astonishment and amazement. No one did anything to prepare for what actually happened. Resurrection is not something over which we have any control. The resurrection of Jesus Christ, his rising from the tomb of death, speaks of victory and triumph. Although it works quietly and unseen, it was a quiet business that took place in a quiet place without publicity or spectators. To live in the power and conviction of the resurrection is living with a purpose and hope. Living our discipleship knowing that we will be victorious. It is about being faithful in our witness, about caring for ourselves and the things God had provided us with on a daily basis, but which we took for granted. It is about nurturing the gift of family and those closest to us, and rebuilding our relationships. It is about rediscovering the value of home and food and quiet time, and treasuring life and death. It is when we allow the period of lockdown to once again impart these things to us, that the outcome will be one that surprises us. The resurrection life is inspiring us to live with conviction, to pray with confidence and faith, to seek God's presence earnestly. The resurrection life inspires us with a new resolve to turn our lives to the living Jesus Christ, and to be surprised at how he turns things around for us. And if we look closely and listen intently, we will discover that he had already begun the work of resurrecting and releasing us from the demonic grip of the COVID-19 disease. And his ways always end in victory and triumph. We are called to allow God through Jesus Christ to do what is necessary to resurrect us from the grip of the dreaded coronavirus. When we do so, we too will be amazed and astonished. We will be completely taken aback and stunned to find God had already provided the cure and healing. I already see the power of the resurrection working in and through us. I see victory and triumph in the name of the risen Lord. Be blessed, be safe, stay healthy. Amen.